This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn and Xiaoning. It's 9:36 a.m., Monday the 6th of April. And before we get into some corporate news, let's take a quick look at Bursa Malaysia. How's it looking?
It's still in the red. It's down 0.25% to 1327 this morning, while the rest of the region is actually up. Like I said, Singapore is up. Hong Kong is still closed, by the way. Singapore is up, Japan is up, Korea is up, and Australia is also up. So we're a bit of a laggard market this morning.
Now, we have also had some news out of Bank Negara Malaysia that Malaysia's economy could shrink as much as 2% or see growth of 0.5% for 2020 due to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. This is out of Bank Negara Malaysia's 2019 Economic Monetary Review report. Now, the report did also said that the pandemic introduced significant uncertainties as a result of countries' measures to try and contain the spread of the virus, which has put pressure on global trade.
Yeah, so which, you know, the lower end of the economic forecast actually is the most pessimistic to date, right? So we're looking at, you know, a range of 0.5% to as low as negative 2%. So, you know, this is more than the World Bank's revised outlook of a 0.1% contraction for Malaysia this year.
And for more on this, we have on the line with us this morning Julia Goh, Senior Economist at UOB Malaysia. Thank you for joining us, Julia, and good morning. So what were your key takeaways from Bank Negara's annual report?
Hi, good morning. So I think the key takeaways are that we see that Bank Negara is obviously acknowledging the extent of the damage from the virus and the MCO, you know, the damage that's inflicted on the economy. And Bank Negara has factored in recession risk with the lower end of their forecast, suggesting that the economy could shrink up to 2% this year. Now, interesting is they see private consumption still as the main driver, mainly due to the stimulus and relief measures announced. And they think that overall the measures could actually add 2.8 percentage points to GDP. But I think most importantly is that Bank Negara sees a lot of uncertainty ahead, and they assured us that they have a range of tools to ensure that the domestic markets remain stable.
But Julia, their forecast, like you say, is minus 2 to 0.5% for 2020. Is that the number that you are projecting?
We are more cautious, and I think we see that the negative impact would be more intense in the near term. And it's not just for Malaysia, but because our global forecasts actually consider that the virus would severely dent major economies for several quarters before a recovery happens. So the path of recovery that we expect would be much slower, and we actually factor in a more prolonged drag from the virus and the ongoing containment measures. So we actually projected a sharper decline of 3.5% for Malaysia this year.
So, Julia, the governor also noted that the continuation of projects like the MRT2, the LRT3, as well as the Pan-Borneo Highway might lift this year's GDP growth by one percentage point. But what other efforts might help bolster the economy in this time?
So I think aside from the infrastructure projects, I think the cash assistance would provide the most immediate relief. I believe the first phase of the Bantuan Prihatin Nasional payouts will be credited from today. And we estimated that total cash handouts, I mean, not just for B40, M40, but also for the university students, the civil servants, the e-hailing drivers of close to, I think, 12 billion would provide the key support in the near term. And we estimated that that would add about 1.5 percentage points to GDP. So aside from that, of course, there are also the other measures like the loan moratorium, the wage subsidies to help SMEs keep jobs, EPF withdrawals. And I think one thing that Bank Negara probably didn't impute is that individual states are also providing state-level assistance that would help. And Bank Negara is also providing 8 billion worth of loan funds to assist the SMEs.
Now, going forward, what other options does Bank Negara have in terms of policy support?
So Bank Negara is probably one of the few central banks that still have room to lower policy rates. I think several others have already cut their interest rates below the lowest levels seen during the global financial crisis a decade ago. And at current levels, Malaysia still has 50 basis points above the record low for OPR of 2%. So So given that the U.S. Fed has lowered their rates to near zero, and in fact, we on our end, we see a deflation deflation for this year, we think that lowering the OPR, the policy rate, is definitely one option that Bank Negara has. And I think another would be to lower the statutory reserve requirement to ensure that there will be sufficient liquidity in the system.
And BNM also added that the COVID-19 scenario could result in weaker labour market conditions, with unemployment rates possibly going up to 4%. So what are your expectations when it comes to unemployment?
We actually think there could be a higher number of people who will find that they have lost their jobs, or they see a permanent drop in variable incomes, especially those in the informal sector. I think based on the numbers that we could find in 2017, there were close to 1.4 million people working in the informal sector, of which two-thirds are in services. And these people are probably either self-employed or micro SMEs. They may not have EPF savings or contributed to the employment insurance scheme, so they probably may not be eligible for that. So I think these are the people who are particularly vulnerable. But what's interesting is that for them, for survival, tomorrow I may have to do something. So the fastest, easiest way is to go into e-hailing. And just so long as they work a number of hours a week or a month, they may not be considered unemployed. But the fact of the matter is that they are probably facing a lot more hardship now.
And on the back of this lower oil and commodity prices, headline inflation is expected to average between 1.5% to 0.5% in 2020. Now, how would this play into the wider economic situation? And actually, are we at risk of having the twin threat of deflation and recession?
Yes, we are seeing that threat. We have projected a deflation of 0.5% for this year. And also, as I said earlier, our GDP expectations are 3.5% contraction. Actually, the fall in CPI is largely driven by the steep fall in petrol prices. It's any savings from cheaper petrol can't really be enjoyed now, because most of us are staying at home in this period. And I guess with weaker demand, that's also likely to put more downward pressure on prices. And I guess the longer that prices, stay in the negative, then obviously will put a lot more weight or pressure on on growth and also recovery going forward. This would be the first year that we expect a deflation since 1969 for Malaysia.
So, Julia, generally speaking, sectors such as travel and hospitality, retail and oil and gas are expected to be hit quite hard during this period. But what other sectors might you be paying attention to and why?
So I think, we're watching the manufacturing sector, particularly if the MCO gets extended and trade is badly affected by the supply disruptions and the demand shocks. Obviously, the other vulnerable ones are like aviation, transportation, even real estate and construction. I think something that we are watching is the use of the force majeure clause to back out of certain contracts for some businesses and corporates. So, you could be a company expecting a certain revenue stream, but because if your client uses that clause, then obviously you lose that source of revenue and income for the future.
Thank you very much for speaking with us, Julia. And that was Julia Goh, Senior Economist at UOB Malaysia, talking to us about her takeaways from Bank Negara's Economic Monetary Review report of 2019. And UOB is generally even more conservative than even BNM has been, because their estimation for their projection for GDP contraction actually stood at as Julia said, 3.5%.
Yeah, other banks also, like, let's say, Maybank, they are expecting the economy to contract by negative 3.3% this year. So it seems like the banks are a little bit more concerned. But if you look at the banking sector, I think Bank Negara reported that generally the banking sector is in good shape. For example, the loan loss coverage is still very high at 125%, while capital ratios are resilient at 18%. So yes, the banks are taking a bit of hit with the moratorium, and there will be a slowdown in terms of loans growth. But overall, the banking sector, which is a barometer of our economy, is still in pretty good shape considering all things.
So the question now is, how will we be able to make our way out of this slump that we're seeing as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic? We're not the only country asking this question. Countries around the world are turning to China now to see how it is they managed to restart their engine. And up next, we're going to be taking a look at just that with Tommy Xie, Head of Greater China Research at OCBC Bank. So be sure to stay tuned after these messages. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.